All right. Welcome back, everyone. I am getting this episode out very late this week. I apologize. I've been a little bit under the weather, but I'm feeling much better. It just delayed everything this week for me, unfortunately. Anything going on in my world that's worth mentioning? I did get my Christmas trees up. Yes, I'm one of those annoying people that decorates for Christmas prior to Thanksgiving. My mom did it. I do it that way, and it gets me excited every year. So that is going on. My daughter, Madison, actually started officially as the director of operations. She was the director of operations at a different company, and I was able to steal her away to come work for West Wellness. She has already been a dream. If you encounter her in some form or fashion, just know that, yes, she is my daughter, but I didn't just hire her because I wanted to hire my daughter. I hired her because she has a double business degree from Baylor, and she's very smart. She was already operating in this role at a very high level at a different company. She fit all the criteria, and it's just such a blessing that I get to see her every day and work with her every day. So that's exciting. I mentioned that in an earlier episode. It's official. She's been on for almost a month now, and it's been great. She's been a huge asset already. If you are wanting to schedule a consultation, schedule with me directly. Just email me. My email's in the show notes. I'm only doing peptide consultations currently. It's the only thing I have time for. We will have an auto scheduler out probably after the first of the year. I am totally redoing the West Wellness website. It's going to have a lot of really cool things on it. It's going to have a peptide library, so you can go on there, search for protocols. It'll tell you how to reconstitute, how many vials you need, how many units, all the things. It'll be a really great resource. It's just taking me a lot longer to get that together than I had anticipated. But that is coming soon, early 2026. As well as a lot of new products, we are constantly adding to the Peptique line. And that brings me to today's topic. We are going to talk about SLUPP, which is SLUPP332, which is why we're going to refer to it as SLUPP. I did a podcast episode on this probably about a year ago when things were really starting to buzz about this particular compounds. A lot of things have changed about dosing protocols since then. I have a lot more personal experience with it now. And we just added it to the Peptique line. So I thought this would be a great topic to talk about right now. I get a lot of questions about this one. And there's a lot of confusion about the dosing like there is with all this stuff. Do you take it orally? Do you take it from an injection? And so we're going to go into all of that today. But let's start with the basics. SLUPP332. So I'm going to refer to this as SLUPP throughout this episode. But what is SLUPP? It is a synthetic small molecule. It's a compound that has drawn attention, particularly in metabolic research. It was developed at institutions including Washington University and St. Louis University School of Medicine, hence the prefix SLU. What sets it apart is that it's designed to activate the estrogen-related receptors, which I'm going to refer to as ERRs. In simpler terms, it's a compound that mimics some of what exercise does at the cellular and metabolic level, rather than just relying on hormones or stimulants. The EER family, these estrogen-related receptors, regulate gene expression involved in energy metabolism, mitochondrial function, fat oxidation, and a whole lot of other awesome things. So when SLUPP binds to these ERRs, it can trigger cascades like increased mitochondrial biogenesis. That means it increases our level of mitochondria, which equals better energy output. It can enhance fatty acid oxidation. This is your body burning fat for fuel, and improved metabolic flexibility, switching between fuel sources more easily. In layman's terms, imagine your muscle and fat cells acting more like trained cells, more efficient, more oxidative, less likely to store fat, and more likely to burn it. Okay. And one study described how in mice, because we don't have a lot of human studies, SLUPP made their whole body metabolism act like they were exercising, even though they weren't. So you can consider this an exercise mimetic. I often get the question, because we are working with the EERs, these estrogen-related receptors, how does this impact hormones? And the short answer is that it doesn't. Even though Sloop works with the EERs, it does not act like estrogen. It does not interfere with your hormone levels. EERs are named estrogen-related only because they were discovered near estrogen receptors, not because they respond to estrogen. So Sloop activates these receptors in a metabolic way, not a hormonal way. That means it influences energy production, fat metabolism, and mitochondria function without changing estrogen levels, blocking estrogen, or mimicking estrogen in any way. So it uses those metabolic pathways by leaving your actual hormones completely untouched. What does the research say? In a 2023 paper, researchers found that Sloop alleviated metabolic syndrome in mice. It also improved insulin sensitivity, and they noticed less fat accumulation on these mice. And obese mice treated twice daily for a month gained substantially less fat and lost 12% of their body weight, even though they ate the same amount and didn't exercise more. In cell cultures and fibroblast studies, there are hints it could support things like tissue repair, collagen production, anti-inflammatory effects, but these are early stages. And my point in mentioning this is that we're just in the beginning phases of really understanding what it can do. We don't really have a lot of research on this yet in humans, but anecdotally, we can talk about what people report when they use it. So let's go into that. Most people say they get better energy and stamina, so they feel like their battery lasts longer. It's not a stimulant. It's more of the steady, clean, increased endurance and overall daily energy. Improved workout performance. I really feel this, especially on the days where I'm doing more cardio, even in my warm-ups or the days that I am just doing strictly cardio. I definitely feel the Sloop when I take it. So people often report that they can push harder in the gym, lift more, so it can help with that as well. More sustained, longer cardio sessions without feeling wiped out. Faster fat loss and easier body recomposition, which who doesn't want that? Improved muscle definition, even without major changes in diet. And I have experienced this: increased metabolic flexibility, fewer blood sugar crashes, improved appetite regulation, smoother energy again throughout their day. And overall, that exercise mimetic feeling. So some people say they feel like they're getting the benefits of exercise even on the days that they can't train. So you can think of this a little bit as an insurance policy. The days that you aren't training, at least you're having some sort of biological response as if you were working out. Now, you cannot use this in place of exercise. Let me stress that. You still have to be in the gym doing your thing, but this can definitely optimize your response to exercise in all the ways that we just discussed. Another reason why I wanted to bring this up this time of year, specifically right now, is because I like to use this during the holidays. I definitely feel like, and maybe it's just psychological, I'm not going to be able to hit the gym at all next week. I'm going to be out of town. We're going to be at our ranch. Even though I try to stay active, I'll go for a run. I have some like hand weights, so I'll do some modified workouts there. But there's something about it that just makes me feel like I'm having that insurance policy when I take this, when I'm traveling and I'm out of my routine. Okay, moving on. This is another question that I get, because this sounds a lot like MOTC, right? They talk about MOTC being an exercise mimetic and it having that exercise response in our bodies. So how is Sloop, MOTC, and SS31, which are all mitochondrial boosters, different? Or are they different? Or can you take them together? So even though Sloop, MOTC, and SS31 all support mitochondrial function, they operate through totally different pathways and create different kinds of results. So first of all, Sloop is not a peptide. It's actually a synthetic small molecule compound. And even though people in the peptide community talk about it like a peptide, I want to be clear that it's not. Sloop activates these EER receptors, which turns on genes involved in fat burning, energy metabolism, and mitochondrial biogenesis. It essentially makes your body behave like it's exercising even when you're not. The main vibe here is metabolic boost, more energy output, better endurance, easier fat loss. The pathway is gene expression activation plus metabolic signaling. MOTC is the metabolic reset slash AMPK activator. So MOTC works primarily through the AMPK activation, which improves how your cells use glucose, burn fat, in response to stress. It acts more like a metabolic thermostat that helps regulate balance, insulin sensitivity, and inflammation. The main vibe here with MOTC is better blood sugar control, improved fat metabolism, more steady energy, enhanced exercise performance, but in a different pathway, that AMPK activation. Okay, let's talk about SS31. It's not about metabolism or fat loss. It's about mitochondrial protection and repair. I like to refer to SS31 as one of the healing peptides. So I think that helps differentiate it between some of these other mitochondrial peptides. It binds to the mitochondrial membrane and it reduces oxidative stress, stabilizes ATP production, and actually helps damaged mitochondria work better. So the main vibe here, again, is the cellular healing. It reduced inflammation, less fatigue, better recovery and resilience. Okay. And the pathway is direct mitochondrial membrane repair and antioxidant protection. You can see where they all look similar. They're all very different and how they work. Okay. Simple terms, SLOOP boosts how your metabolism performs. MOTC boosts how your metabolism functions. And SS31 boosts how your mitochondria survive and repair. How do you feel different on these? SLOOP, you will have more stamina and burn fat easier. MOTC, your blood sugar is steadier and your energy is more stable. SS31, you'll feel less inflamed, less sore, and more recovered. So hopefully that helps differentiate those. The next question, which I'm sure you're already asking, can you take all of these together? You're going to hear a lot of different schools of thought on this about taking them all together. I was listening to a podcast the other day with someone in the peptide world who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And he was saying, take the SS31 with a SLOOP. I can't really tell you super deep scientific evidence why. It's just what I do know about how these work. I would say, take the SS31 first. Get your mitochondria super healthy, functioning at an optimal level. And then layering in the MOTC and the SLOOP. You could take those two together. I think those work really synergistically well together. Do you have to take SS31 prior to taking SLOOP? Absolutely not. If your mitochondria are working healthy and you feel like you're in a really good place, then go for it. I have never cycled SS31 prior to taking SLOOP, at least not intentionally. It may have fallen in my stack somewhere, but it's not anything I've intentionally done. You definitely can take the two together, MOTC and SLOOP, and get really great results because they work on different mechanisms of action and pathways. But if you've never taken it, take it on its own and see how you respond to it. I always recommend doing that. You really know what benefit you're getting from what peptide or compound. What about dosing? This is what everyone wants to know. Before I dive into that, I want to talk about how you take it because you'll see plenty of oral, like liquid or capsule sublingual forms, but the injectable form is getting a little more recognized and popular right now. This is one of the few that I'm going to recommend that you take the oral form, and here's why. First of all, it does have decent bioavailability orally. Most people say that it's around 40 to 50% from the limited data that we have. So you get about 40 to 50% bioavailability when taken orally, which for something oral, that's really good because a lot of times we see it 10% or less. But let's talk about why this is not as good as an injectable, because in the peptide world, we always say you want that 100% bioavailability. So why wouldn't we inject it? First of all, it's not a peptide. A SLOOP is a hydrophobic small molecule compound, which means its chemistry and structure are very different from a traditional injectable peptides. And it isn't water soluble enough to inject safely. SLOOP has poor aqueous solubility, meaning it doesn't dissolve well in water-based solutions like backwater. And I recently heard one of these guys that is a peptide expert, quote unquote, say that he likes to reconstitute this with DMSO. In my opinion, is an absolutely terrible idea. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why DMSO was not meant to be injected, and it can really carry some pretty gnarly side effects. I think that's extremely dangerous. Again, this is my opinion. I encourage you to do your own research on this, but I've had a lot of people come to me and say, I want to inject it. Will you add it to the Peptique line? The answer is 100% no, because I am not comfortable with what I've heard anyone say or the research I've done on the efficacy and safety of it. The owner of Janischik Labs, which is one of the most well-known labs, they're out of Germany, I believe. I could be wrong. Maybe it's the Netherlands. But anyway, one of the most, may have been, I think it's the first lab that started testing peptides for things like COAs and endotoxins. I heard him talking the other day about Sloop in the injectable form, and he said that he did not believe that Sloop should be in an injectable form. This is someone who really understands the chemistry behind this particular compound. And I already thought that, but that really in my mind solidified, yeah, we just need to be taking this one orally for now. These things change very quick in this space, and if it does, you'll be the first to hear about it. Dosing. This is where it gets interesting. Just like everything else in the space, dosing is all over the map. When Sloop was first hitting a few years ago, the dosing was recommended at 250 mcgs to 1,000 mcgs per day. Now the conversation is shifting, and people are saying you can take 400 milligrams to 800 milligrams a day based on using the human equivalent dose to that. Now, I've never come close to taking that high of a dose, and I don't know if it's necessary. I always say start slow and use it in isolation so you can see how you feel and how you respond to it. I have maxed out at about 2 milligrams a day, so you can see where the range is. I have seen great benefits for me between this 1 milligram to 2 milligrams a day. And it's best taken in the morning. You can divide the dose up in half if you want and take it, or you can take it all at once. I read something recently, take it all at once. When this first came out about a year or so ago, people were saying split your doses up. I take it all at once. I don't really see the benefit of taking it multiple times a day unless you're just trying to hit your metabolism up multiple times a day, which I see an argument for that as well. But I like to take it pre-workout. So I'll take that 1,000 to 2,000 mcgs pre-workout. And I feel like I really get the benefit of it there. Let me also reiterate, because we have such a lack of human data on this, we don't really know what the long-term side effects, if there are any. What we do have appears to be extremely safe with little to no side effects at all. And the human equivalent of the mice studies was significantly higher than what I'm talking about here. So just know that, and know that everyone's going to respond differently. So again, take it on its own, see how you feel. If you do experience some side effects, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me. Tell me what your experience was. If you are taking it and you're pushing that 1 to 2 milligram dose a day and you're not feeling anything, reach out to me. Before I added this to the Peptique line, one of the things I did was reach out to my group, the Women's Peptide Collective. Shout out to all of you. I asked them, what is the dosing that you are on? And I got as little as 100 mcgs was the max that one of those ladies said that she could tolerate, because it made her feel too stimulated, which that's a very low dose. And then I had people say, oh, no, I take up to 2 milligrams or more a day. So you can see there's a wide range here of what works for people. If you get the mismatch of side effects, meaning you're not getting that boost and you start to feel sluggish, that could mean a couple of things. Either you're taking too much because you've pushed the mitochondria beyond what they can bear, and now they're overstressed and tired, so you're going to feel tired. Back off the dose. So if you're taking 500 to 1,000 mcgs or more, cut it in half, back off that dose, maybe quit it for a couple of days and start back up at a much lower dose and see how you feel. That's option one. Option two is you might have some mitochondria healing that needs to be done. So I would say stop using it, do a round of the SS31 and see how your mitochondria responds to it after that. I think you'll get a much better outcome if you have that reaction. If you're taking this with a lot of other mitochondrial boosters like MOTC or even NAD, 5-amino-1-MQ, if you're taking too much of that, it just could be overstimulating the mitochondria. So you just want to listen to your body and know, okay, if I'm feeling overly tired, if this is having the opposite reaction I want it to, I'm either pushing the mitochondria too hard or I need some mitochondria healing first, okay? So let me throw that out there. And when I was thinking about adding this product to the Peptique product line, I wasn't sure what capsule form to get. So I did reach out to some of the ladies that are members of the Women's Peptide Collective group, that if you want to join that, ladies, I will put the link in the show notes. It's totally free. It's an awesome group of ladies that we talk about all this stuff on there. And I decided, because the range was so broad, I decided to go with the 250 mcg capsules, despite some of this newer talk of doing these super mega high doses on it, because it gives more flexibility in the dosing. So you can decide, do I want to take 8 of these? Do I want to take 1 of these? We may be adding higher amounts per capsule at a later date based on your feedback. I'd love to get it. That is why I did that. So you could have a little more control over how much you are taking. That's why I chose that particular MCG in the capsule form. If you want to try it, there is a discount code in the show notes that you can use at checkout. And I hope you will. I think it's a great compound to start with if you're new to this world. And maybe you haven't gotten yourself to the place where you want to inject something. This would be a wonderful product to try to see how you feel, to give you a little taste of what some of these things can do, which I think they're all incredible. But it's a good one if you haven't quite gotten to the point of the injectable side of things. I think that wraps the whole conversation of SLUPP332 up for the day. Hopefully you learned something. This is a little bit different than the original episode I did on it. I consider it a little bit of an update, which I like to do because these things are changing all the time. If you have questions about this, please feel free to reach out to me. I get questions from a bunch of you every week. I love getting your questions. There are some times I can't answer certain questions. I've been having people just randomly send me their lab work and say, hey, can you take a look at this and tell me what you think? I can't do that. I'm legally not able to diagnose, but it takes me hours to really dive into someone's lab work. And that's something that I really don't do anymore because I don't have time, but will require a full-on consultation to do it justice and feel like with integrity that I was answering in the right way. So don't do that. But if you have basic peptide questions, protocol questions, that sort of thing, I'm more than happy to answer those. I've mentioned the Women's Peptide Collective. It's free. Link will be in the show notes for that. Sign up. Please sign up. This is really important. Go to the website on the Peptique. Go to the footer and sign up to receive emails there. I don't spam you. This is to keep you informed on new products or any promotion or sale that we're having. Usually, it's less than a couple of times a month that you might get an email. But more importantly, because I am continuing to get censored more and more, even on this school platform, I read something in a different forum the other day that there was some talk about shutting down those forums related to peptides, which, again, just getting more and more censored. I've been able to keep my Instagram account, and I quit posting for almost a month. I started posting again this past week, and it looks like TikTok has been okay. They're more sensitive than Instagram. Instagram has unshadow banned me, so my stuff is getting out there again. That's good. But I'm just being very careful about what I post. The best way to stay informed is to sign up for that email at the bottom of the homepage. I really encourage you to do it. So if everything did get shut down, I would know how to reach you. I really hope each and every single one of you have the most blessed Thanksgiving with your family. We are heading to our ranch, and I cannot wait. That is my happy, peaceful place. All of my favorite people in the whole world are going to be there. I hope that you are as blessed as I am and get to spend it with all the people you love. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. So thankful that this is what I get to do every day that I love. And I wouldn't be able to do it without each and every one of you. So thank you. Reach out if you have any questions. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, y'all, have a blessed day.